Testing, testing, testing. Oh, that's just lovely. Okay, what about the other one? Okay, testing, testing. That's lovely.
But those things happen. So, question in my mind, they're subject to negotiation, subject to arbitration, and for nothing else, past practice.
I think that we're getting a pretty good view of the confusion that exists in this area. And so long as everyone is agreeable, and apparently we are, to negotiating that, those of us who are doing the negotiating at least, then I don't really see any problem with the recommendation out of here that says essentially that. I have concern to the point you made, that there is a merit system, it's required by the Constitution. There are some principles that we should be following, no matter who we negotiate with and on what. And they should be held above the bargaining table. Now, what you do in those, we might have a lot of flexibility in how we do it, but certain points that would be considered the basis of merit should be included in a statute, a very simple statute that says these things will be bargained within these limits, this one within these limits. And that's what the Constitution requires. There is no prohibition against us negotiating a full merit system.
Ken, do you have any insight to this discussion? Do you want to comment?
I don't see any particular problem. The Constitution requires it, but there's nothing. The Constitution certainly does not require a merit system cast in concrete. If it did, this commission wouldn't be here. We'd already have one that wasn't ever going to be changed.
And I think if a contract were entered between Department of Administration and a union that was in violation of a constitutional perception of merit principles, it simply wouldn't be upheld by a court. It would be beyond the scope of authority of the department.
And there's provisions in contracts to cover those kinds of problems if you run into them. I think that some of the things pointed out here today, Mr. Chairman, is supports, at least to a degree, or some degree, separation of personnel from labor relations. Or labor relations from personnel. But I mean, let's not forget that when we get to the next topic.
We're going to have to.
I think Terry said what I was going to say. If a union, for instance, insisted that a contract require that all relatives of the union's chief official be put on the state payroll, that's clearly a violation of the merit system.
That's the first clause in their contract. Well, I can think of such things as the rule on layoff, which is a personnel rule, which you're opening it up for negotiation, and it's part of the system. It's part of the merit principle.
It's part of negotiation.
It's part of we have layoff.
It's part of the contracts,
man. Yeah.
Okay.
It is negotiated.
And I just
you know whether this is negotiable or not. Maybe the union negotiating this. That doesn't mean what we're trying to get is. That's fine that it's negotiable, but we're trying to get a system that works. And works well, and it may so it's negotiable. That doesn't mean that people still don't take 8 weeks to do this and four to do this. It may be that it's negotiable, but that doesn't help the system along. You're still looking to make your service as responsive as possible, and maybe it's true that if you were arbitrating each one of these issues, that the system would suddenly become very responsive. But I thought we were here dealing with the issue of service and time and what's the best procedure, and so.
Yeah. Pat made a promise after his period he was going to do something different.
I'll do it
now.
He's
doing pretty well.
Because it's 3 o'clock.
I get all tangled up in my story. I forgot what I was going to say now. But,
doesn't make me feel so bad.
I guess that those key things just need to be laid out and a ring built around them that says you don't touch these particular things. As far as responsiveness, you can negotiate the time frames for actions. He has grievance procedure, recourse, arbitration, fines.
Okay, I think I'm going to ask that our time is done. We'll continue for a few minutes, but I think each of us needs to consider what we've discussed here today, because we're going to continue to throw these things around. Let's come back with some positions and be able to sort of put them into some succinct language and present them verbally at the next meeting.
As a definition of collective bargaining under the Act dealing with public employee relations, if we accepted what Mr. Hunt says, then we're going to change that. Very broad declaration or definition of what collective bargaining is, and it seems like to me it covers everything that we've talked about today. And if we define or are more definitive of it, then we may have to change that part of the law, and I don't think this commission can do that.
Okay. Okay. One last comment here.
I just think in thinking about this merit system and the Constitution, we need to make a distinction in our minds between the substance of merit and the way in which things get done under what we call the merit system. For instance, the merit principle requires that somebody of ability, presumably the best able, will be hired for a position. The merit system also requires that you fill out an application form before you're considered. Now, the filling out of that form doesn't have anything whatsoever to do with your merit as an applicant.
That's true. Good point.
And therefore, the system doesn't have to have an application form. It could have something else if you wanted to.
Okay.
Chairman, I thought of what it was I wanted to say.
Right.
I wanted to correct Patrick on what he said about my rules. Those are not...
It's 3 o'clock.
This is an important point, I think, but you don't know it, and that is that I don't write the rules. I do design them, but I can only give them to the board for the Commissioner of Administration.
You post them, nobody ever sees the posting, no. And they become part of the rules.
No, if they're going to the board, they have to go through the Commissioner of Administration. That's a fairly important point if you think about it.
Thank you. I think it was a good session.